It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Like a lamb to the slaughter, so we bring our pastors to come and answer these difficult questions we are running away from. Pastor Mianga Angoma is here to give us the answers. Pastor, good afternoon to you and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you, Tassar, and hope I find you well.
I am very well, Pastor. Our question for today is, why is there a discrepancy in the understanding of salvation between various Christian denominations? What's your answer, Mfundisi?
Well, there could be many reasons around that particular question, but one of the obvious reasons that are tied and pegged around there is that, look, many Christian denominations, they tell their members what their members want to hear.
Oh.
Members don't want hard stuff. They don't want hard things. Okay. They don't want anything that is to do with be involved in this thing. You know, you must do this for this to work out and whatnot.
Yeah,
and this
yeah.
Thing. Members want things that are easy. Remember when Moses went to the mountain to go and get the Ten Commandments? In his absence, what happened? His absence, you know, they started worshipping other gods.
That's right.
What's the problem? Why would you do this in absence? You know, people want the blessing, but they don't want the blesser. Because the blesser says,
whoa!
If this must be like this, you must walk like this.
Yeah. Because
if you love me, keep my commandments. So now there is a denomination that says, no.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
These things, I mean, they were hanged on the cross. If they hear anybody that says, you can actually drink anyhow you want and come to church and do whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, it's fine. So the certain denominations, they want to stand on the twin feet of both in the world and in the church. They forget what Paul says. You are in the world, but not of.
That's right,
the world.
Not of the world. Yeah,
they want members who can be anything in the world and yet still participate in the church. Mm. And when members find anything that is like that, they'll be like, "Wow, why should I suffer?"
Yeah,
and they know that those are the very people that can fund their churches. So how do they make their churches run? They can involve anybody who can do whatever they want in the world and still become their members. So members want things that are easy. They want it on the easy. They want things that cannot hold water.
Yeah.
That's why we have got multiple and diverse denominations that explain and actually fuse in some lies in issue to do with salvation.
Come on now.
They want to tell members what members want to hear, not what is.
Come on now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man, for this. Thank you very much. Yeah, thanks for this. Appreciate it. That's a very good one. You are hitting hard today. Because for this, have a wonderful day for this. Thank you very much. Looking forward to your other courses. Please come around anytime you want. We would love to hear more of your answers. Thank you, Mfundisi. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. All right, Pastor Mianda Ngoma. Lovely, lovely stuff. My goodness, that's it. You should take the hard stuff. Do not give people... I like it. Thank you very much for this. Thank you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.